Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome to Voice Coaches Radio.
I'm Mike Spring.
Ooh, he got it in ahead of me this week.
Just wanted to see what it was like once to be first.
Well, I'm Warren Garling, just a little slow today, obviously. And thanks for joining us. We're going to have a good time today, I can tell already. Actually, we always do. When we interview folks that have either studied with us or that have managed to get in the business without our help, I don't know how they do that.
I don't either.
And today is no exception. We're going to be speaking with a gentleman by the name of Hal Houghton. Tell us a little bit about Hal.
Well, Hal is a really terrific guy, Warren, and a very talented voice actor, and he hasn't been doing this for very long at all. But in the time that he's been doing professional voice acting, he's done jobs for companies everywhere from New York to California, even Homer, Alaska, as a matter of fact. And those jobs include phone messaging, commercials for television, even some children's educational DVDs. He's really kind of covered the entire spectrum of what you can do with voice acting.
Well, he was a very easy interview. He's likable and easy to talk to, and I think you'll find very knowledgeable in his short time in the business, but he's drawn upon his previous career to really make this work for him. Give a listen. How are things going?
Very good, and I want to thank you for having me, too. This was getting into voice acting was a lifelong ambition for me. I waited a lot of years to do it. I won't tell you how old I am, but I will tell you that age 55 is a distant speck in my rearview mirror.
But you know what? It doesn't seem to matter. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to recently.
Well, you know, it's when I got into this, I decided that there was really only one way to pursue it, and that was kind of a lot in line with the way I pursued sales when I was in it for years. And that was basically, if you're going to do it, get in there and do it. Do everything that you possibly can. Obviously, you know, I graduated from the voice coaches school, and when I came out here with my little demo in hand, I just started getting on the phone. I spent a lot of time on the phone. I spent a tremendous amount of time on the internet, literally thousands and thousands of searches and emails and contacts, and did a little bit of the online services such as like Voice123, and he tried to make a mix there. It just, I guess to put it in a nutshell, I beat the pavement a whole bunch. Yeah. And started getting little jobs, little one-liners. I did a pro bono job for, believe it or not, an organization in Alaska that promotes a fishing derby, and a couple of repeat jobs, and then they got a little bit bigger, some of them, and most recently just finished a 8-day job that involved recording, editing, mixing over 430 separate files that ended up getting sent out of the country with me as the narrator for a 2-hour movie. So just working it real hard and trying to get known.
How about in-person marketing? Have you been able to do any of that, either chambers of commerce or advertising or marketing clubs, that sort of thing? Or have you really relied mostly on electronic to this point?
At this point, the answer to your question is I have not done much in person, but that is not because I don't think it's an important element in the mix. I do. My own personal situation prohibits that. I take care of an elderly family member, and so for me to go out somewhere in person logistically requires a tremendous amount of preparation, hiring someone to fill in for me. So that has been the least doable option for me at this time. So I've tried to put whatever energy I have into the electronic stuff, and when the time comes and I can get out there face-to-face, that's sure at the top of my list.
Well, that's terrific. So you've shown that you can have success and maybe do it in a little less traditional way, or perhaps in a way thinking a little outside the box. Now, do you go searching for any particular type of work, or will you take just about anything that pops up?
Well, there are a few things that I'm not too interested in doing. I don't, have any interest in getting involved in horror stuff or things like that. But that's a personal value call for me. Outside of that, I mean, I've done, I've done narrations for children's math DVDs that are sold at retail. I've done narrations for phone prompts for an experimental phone system for senior citizens. I mean, I will consider any
How important to you building that relationship, being able to get called back again and again?
Critical. Critical. A lot of that comes from my sales background. I think a lot of it comes from another company that I run right now. To me, if you're going to be dealing with someone, if you're going to form a professional relationship, you're making a big mistake if you make your primary goal, what can you do for me? To me, and I mean this sincerely, to me, you really need to form a relationship with someone. You need to find out where they're at. What do they do? What do they like? You need to share yourself, not necessarily just your professional self, but yourself with them. It's like any other friendship, any other relationship that you intend to make successful. You need to do it. These are personal observations. You need to do it from that sense. The other stuff, it'll follow.
What kind of goals have you set for yourself, Al?
As much work as I can get every year.
I like that.
Basically, that can be a tough one to answer because I am so new to it, and a lot of it really does seem like, you know, I'm really trying to get it out there and just get known to the point where people will come back. I think the most important goal I have, if I had to put it in words and pick one thing, is to just keep banging away at it. Don't stop. Even if you only have 15 minutes one day, do it. If you have 2 days that you can steal to do it, do it. But just keep doing it.
Now, you've come up with some very interesting ways of promoting yourself and marketing yourself that we really haven't gotten into.
Yeah, I will have probably within about 6 weeks a radio show coming out on Blog Talk Radio, and the intent of that will be to get lots and lots of people like you two fellas and anybody else that's any way attached to the voiceover business in there as guests to talk, to discuss the ins and outs, suggestions, tips, sharing, that kind of thing. So all those are important, and they're done to me more than a business thing. They're done to me just as a nice way to share with people and to learn.
Well, you may have already answered this question, but let me just put it out there once again. Based on your early experience, what advice would you give to the newly trained voice actor who's just starting out?
The best advice I could share with anyone would be probably my favorite quote in the entire world. That quote was from Winston Churchill during some very dark days during World War II. Winston Churchill was addressing the people in that country by radio, and one of the things he said was, never, never, never give up.
Well, you're right, Warren. I think that was a really great interview. And actually, Hal was too much of a gentleman to mention this during the interview, but he actually donates 10% of all of his voiceover earnings to a charity organization.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, I think.
It's a nice touch. Well, thanks, Hal. Once again, that was terrific. All summer long, Voice Coaches offers an evening adult education class we call Getting Paid to Talk. And if you'd like to know the real ins and outs about voice acting, look for our class when we come to your area.
That's right. The week of July 12th, our producers will be pretty much coast to coast. We are in Phoenix and Casa Grande, Arizona, Lancaster and Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
They say Lancaster there.
Oh, do they?
They do.
I'll try that again. Lancaster and Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Madison, Connecticut, and Salem and Orleans, Massachusetts.
We are also going to be in Baltimore, Maryland for a couple of evenings there, in addition to Springfield, Missouri, and Troy, New York.
And all you have to do to find out when we're coming to your area is call our toll-free number at 1-866-887-2834 or email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com.
That's, by the way, also the address we use for any comments, questions, topic suggestions for our weekly podcast, or great barbecue sauce recipes. You could always use another one of those, couldn't you?
Again with the comments on my cooking, Warren.
It's just food.
You know, I'm going to start to take it personally.
No, it's just food, really. I'm always thinking about food. I live to eat.
Keep mind you, Buster.
All right. Got a holiday weekend coming up, so enjoy it. Enjoy the barbecue, if you will, and we'll catch you again next week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
And Salem and Orleans or Orlean?
Orleans.
Orleans or Orleans, the exact same pronunciation. Well, Bobby's ready. Warren's ready. Everyone's ready.
Except the guy that's going to do the intro.
Yeah.
And today is no exception. We're going to be speaking with a gentleman by the name of Hal Houghton. Tell us a little bit about Hal. Are these tough questions?
I'm apparently becoming the master of the awkward silence.
Yeah.
Can I just mumble a little more? It's like 17 syllables, only two words actually came out. That's what I'm here for. If I can't contribute to the actual podcast, I may as well be responsible for all the good bloopers, right?